Still no containment to report in the nearby 10,100-acre Horoso fire burning in the Pecos wilderness. The latest reports say that fire activity that had appeared to be approaching the headwaters of the Pecos River diminished on Thursday, with greater activity instead observed on the fire's northeastern flank. Some 132 personnel are currently assigned to the blaze, which is burning in difficult terrain not suitable for ground crews. Afternoon temperatures soared in Santa Fe on Thursday. Chuck Jones with the National Weather Service office in Albuquerque says it was notable.
For only the second time at the Santa Fe airport, temperature reached 100 degrees, and in fact it was 102 on Thursday, and that is an all-time record high at the airport. Now, records don't go back all that far, but certainly it was a hot day across all the Santa Fe metro area.
More weather details for you in just a moment. State Representative Brian Egoff of Santa Fe, an attorney by trade, has asked the state Supreme Court to consider the question of same-sex marriage here in our state. Egoff represents Alex Hanna and Jan Hudson, who were recently denied a marriage license by the Santa Fe County Clerk's Office. The case was originally filed with a lower state court, but after Wednesday's same-sex marriage rulings by the U.S. Supreme Court, was refiled Thursday as a matter of great public concern. A decision by New Mexico's High Court to hear the matter should be made within weeks. The office of Mayor of Santa Fe could, in coming years, hold more power. Santa Fe's Charter Review Commission has endorsed changes that include giving the mayor the right to cast a vote along with city council. At present, that's only permissible when the governing body is deadlocked. Another change would give the mayor more hiring and firing powers. Additionally, the post would become full-time and not allow for the individual to hold another concurrent job. The proposals will now go to city council, who could ultimately put them before city voters for approval. The New Mexico Department of Health says that tularemia cases are on the increase in several locations around New Mexico. Recent human cases include two people from Santa Fe County who have since recovered. There have also been a number of cases reported in pet dogs and cats. Tularemia is a bacterial illness often contracted by contact with rodents and rabbits or pets that have been themselves sickened. Initial symptoms mirror those of plague, such as sudden fever, chills, headaches, and muscle and joint pain. It's easily treated with antibiotics, but without care can prove fatal in a small number of cases. Governor Susana Martinez has unveiled a new central location for New Mexicans to see sex offender information statewide, including real-time email notifications when an offender moves into local communities. This comes ahead of a new sex offender law that goes into effect July 1st. It requires that any out-of-state sex offenders who were required to register in the state they're moving from to register as a sex offender here in New Mexico. They also have to disclose their vehicle and license plate information, any aliases used on social networking sites, and provide copies of passports and/or immigration documents. Santa Fe County Senior Services Division invites all seniors to today's Senior Appreciation Day at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds. It starts with a free health fair festival from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., featuring over 25 vendors. A noontime barbecue lunch will be followed by a 1 to 4 p.m. dance with live music by 45. Weather for Santa Fe? Our record heat slowly begins to back off today, though highs will still be in the mid-90s. Moisture will be on the increase with a 10% chance for isolated afternoon and evening showers today. That increases to a 30% chance tomorrow night and 50% by Sunday. Decent chances for rain continue into next week. Daytime highs will fall back to the mid-80s by Sunday. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.